Bar Reeve. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the Washington Chrysler Center, JJ's Concrete, Bill Dobson Ford, The Prescription Shop, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Helena Chemical Company, Southern Indiana Spray Foam, Chuckles Convenience Stores, RTC Communications, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones representative, Davies Community Hospital, the First National Bank of Odin, Alex Knapp, your financial advisor with German American Investments, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Stop and See, and Thompson Insurance. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Good afternoon, everybody. Actually, technically, it's still good morning, at least for another few minutes. We have Bar Reeve Girls Basketball here today on The General 95.9. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joined all day by Bar Reeve Principal, Indiana High School Basketball Hall of Fame Silver Anniversary Member, future IHSAA Board of Director Participant, and the 2013 ISHAAI Indiana Principal of the Year, Jeff Doyle. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Great to be back at it here this morning. Hopefully Lady Vikes can pick up another win, get a few more girls healthy, so looking for a good performance this morning.
Yeah, fun night in Greene County last night, a very exciting boys game that we all participated in, at least from the radio perspective, you on your principal's duties, and it was certainly good to come away with a win last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Joey Hart has really set up a strong program at Linton, and to go there on the road, good early test for the Vikings. Linton, very physical team. I thought our guys really responded well to their physical play, even though at times maybe the game kind of got uglied up, I guess would be the term. They were still able to come away with a nice 7-point win on the road. So, you know, somebody that you're going to have to face in the sectional. So, good test for the Vikings.
Yeah, good test for the Vikings. And as we mentioned, these Bar Reeve Lady Vikings got a big 57-20 win in the Buggy Bowl just the other night. And the Lady Vikings continue to get a little healthier day by day. And I know we've talked both on air and off air. Sometimes life just isn't fair. And if Coach Mike Hopkins had all of his weapons available to him, I legitimately think you're talking about maybe even possibly being undefeated right now.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a very far stretch there. I think at most two losses.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to take away anything from, you got a good Washington team, a very solid Wood Memorial team, but, you know, we brought back Megan Graber, and that's a team that all the way throughout we were right there, led for the first half, and then third quarter is kind of back and forth, and they kind of took a lead. But, yeah, and I think the good thing to see is to see how Coach Hopkins has approached it. You know, it's just he knows eventually we're going to get everybody back, and he's stayed positive with the girls, and the girls' attitudes have been phenomenal. And, it paid dividends. And, you say this to kids when you talk to them, counsel them, whatever. You know, sometimes life isn't fair. You know, in the larger scheme of life, you know, it's a basketball game. And, yes, we want to go out and do well and have a good season. I'm just glad to see that we're getting some girls healthy, and because you want to see them have a good senior year and, have a chance to have a winning record and maybe be a factor when it comes tournament time, when the games become, I guess, a little bit more important.
A lot of this season, the Vikings have been without four of their starters, two of them back this week, Peyton Loniker, and, of course, the Vikings' best all-around player, and that's Megan Graber. And Megan just does so many things as far as scoring, rebounding, guarding the other team's best player, steals, assists. She just really fills up the stat sheet. Talking to Coach Hopkins the other night on the post game after the big win in the Buggy Bowl, the Vikings are going to get Shannon Miller back next Thursday, it appears, for the Ligoti game. Bethany Whitmer, maybe sometime next week, not far behind. And maybe a girl we haven't talked about very much this year, and I brought her name up on the broadcast the other night. But you see freshman Kara Hughes and what she's been able to do, and averaging somewhere near 10 points a game, and kind of like a mini Megan, filling up the stat sheet, second on the Bar Eve team in rebounds per game, and really active in the area of steals. But there's another freshman that was out here warming up and getting ready tonight that I think could play a big part in the second half of the season, and that's Mariah Bullock.
Yeah, absolutely. Mariah has had back surgery the very start of this year, had to sit out volleyball season. It's very tough for a freshman to go through that. You know, she loves sports. It's a big part of her life, her family, very well known to Vikings fans. It's been tough on her, but it's been encouraging. Slowly you're seeing a progression. You know, she started running about 3 weeks ago. She's now able to jump a little bit. She was limited in her shooting. She couldn't jump. And coming out last week, I saw her, Coach Roy was rebounding for her. So she looked really good. So it's been a long road for her. But absolutely, if you watched her in the junior high, she was – her and Kara were the two top players on that team. And so that would – and she's somebody that can handle the ball. And that's and you can't have enough of that, especially at the girls' level where you have so many teams that press and trap you. You need people that can handle the basketball. And I think most definitely that Mariah could fill a need there.
Yeah, Mariah – you know, could potentially, you know, I don't want to take anything away from anybody else, but she could possibly be the best shooter on this Vikings team, and then another point guard option as well. And I think everybody in Viking Nation expected her to be a big varsity contributor during her freshman seasons, not only here in basketball, but in volleyball and tennis as well. And Mariah getting a little bit healthier as the days go by. So certainly reinforcements coming. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. You're listening to Bar Eve Basketball on The General, 95.9.
Attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
Hi, this is Shelley with A&R. Stop in all month long for these wonderful deals through the holidays, like our Poland Pro 16-inch 38cc two-cycle gas chainsaw for only $129, or the Orica 27-ounce stainless steel insulated double vacuum sealed cup for just $21.99, the 16,000 BTU turkey fryer from Big Easy, only $99, plus lots of other great gift ideas at A&R Home Center in Washington, your locally owned home store, but so much more. Happy holidays.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne and Dr. George Morgan, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to Cavanaugh Court as the Bar Reed Lady Vikings are set to tip off with the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals. Starting lineups are now taking place. We'll give you those starters for the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals. At one guard, Haley England. Haley is a 5'6 junior. Katie Small will get a start at sophomore. Katie is a 5'8 sophomore. Felicity Graff, a 5'7 senior, will also be in the backcourt. And then Kayla Pinnick, a 5'11 sophomore center. Now for the Barry Lady Vikings. They will start this way in the backcourt. A 5'5 senior, Peyton Graber. She's going to be joined in the backcourt by Bailey Graber. Bailey is a 5'4 junior. Also starting for the Lady Vikings will be Megan Knepp. Megan will be playing the center position, a 5'9 senior. She'll be joining the starting lineup by Megan Graber. Megan is a 5'8 senior. And then rounding out the starting lineup for the Vikings is Kara Hughes, a 5'6 freshman. As we are getting ready to tip off, and tip is up, and it's going to be controlled by the Lady Vikings.
Oh, Jeffrey, sometimes we just do it all at Bar Eve, don't we?
Absolutely. Add something to the job title.
And ball going to be on the floor right away, tapped around, and Bailey Graber is going to come up with it, and Bar Eve now going to go into their first possession. Looks like a 2-3 zone here by Bloomfield. Megan Graber's got it, top of the key. Peyton Loniker on the left side. Kara Hughes has it. Little spin dribble back to Peyton. And Peyton wanted to pull up for a shot, and that help side defense came over and forced her to travel.
Yeah, she switched pivot foot. She was looking for pull up from about 15 feet, and defender did a good job coming over and forced Peyton to pick up her pivot foot.
Tip tonight, or today, brought to you by Boyd & Sons Buying and Trucking. Added a little sizzle to that starting lineup today.
Why not? I think you might have found a calling. You know, I just thought you just had a radio voice. I didn't know you had, you know, the starting announcer voice.
I'm just expanding the horizons, Coach Doyle.
You know, I might be talking big here, but I'm starting to think maybe Don Spillman, maybe you might have some Don Spillman genes.
Mari, man-to-man to start out. Little deflection right there by Bailey Graber. Going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Bloomfield. No score here, and we've just tipped off at Cavanaugh Court.
Looking at today's Saturn ratings, it had Barreve as a 7-point favorite, and then you take in the home court, it'd actually be about 8.5, 9 points.
So Barreve comes into today 3-6, but as we mentioned, Lady Vikings just getting healthy. First shot of the game put up and in by Felicity Graff, 2-0 Bloomfield early. Bloomfield really extending this 2-3 zone.
Bloomfield's already played 11 games on the year as they come in 4-7.
And Bailey Graber gets caught in the corner, but she's going to be fouled. That's going to be the first foul whistled on either team. Malia Toon going to get called for it. So Barreve going to reset. And Megan Knepp on the baseline, little 10-footer, and got it. We're tied at 2.
Yeah, Megan, the last few games, she's done a nice job stepping out and been able to hit that 15-footer. So Megan Knepp with the first 2 points for the Lady Vikings.
So we're tied at 2. And little trap right here. Bloomfield going to wiggle out of it. Barreve just still man-to-man here in the early going. And Toon goes down. Her jumper is no good. And rebounded by Megan Nett gets it off to Peyton, and here comes Barive yet again. Barive tried to take the lead here. Megan Graber spins it out over to Peyton. Peyton Loniker back to Kara Hughes. Kara into the corner. Bailey Graber's got it now on the right side. Going to skip it over. Peyton, little 15-footer, got it. I see Peyton off to a good start. Peyton really struggled from the field Thursday night. And I know even in a big win with in the Buggy Bowl, Peyton, I'm not going to say she didn't think she thought she didn't play well, but certainly offensively she was disappointed.
Well, as a player, hitting that first shot, that just gives you a lot of confidence, especially if you're coming off a game where maybe you didn't shoot the ball that well. So that bodes well because Barive is they need Peyton scoring. We're not a high-scoring team, and, we need Peyton Loniker to be able to get, 8 to 10 points or even double-figure points on a consistent basis for this Lady Viking team to reach their full potential.
Bloomfield still with the basketball. 3 minutes gone here, 4-2 Barive. Barive man-to-man. Malia Toon with it, working on Megan Graber. Going down the lane, and she's going to be bumped by Megan Nett. That's going to be the Vikings' first foul.
Yeah, Barive has elected to stay in this man-to-man defense, and I know in the Wood Memorial game, one thing I think has been a strength of this Barive team is getting down and moving their feet. Lots of times, it seems like particularly in girls' basketball, you see a lot of hand-checking, not moving their feet, and that's something Coach Hopkins and the staff has done a really good job. Our girls get down, they get in a stance, and they move their feet. And they're very active, and just right there, they're able to cause a turnover, and here comes Kara Hughes.
Kara with it, left-hand dribble. Back to Peyton. Peyton, 18-footer. This one going to be short, rebounded by Bloomfield, and here come the Cardinals. Ball on the floor for just a second. Almost a steal by Megan Graber. Now Barive scrambling to get back on defense. A little baseline jumper bounces in and good. That was Haley England. We're tied at four.
Yeah, nice little play there. Bloomfield penetrated, kicked it across the lane, got a nice little 10-foot jump shot for Haley England, the junior.
And going to get a reach-in foul on Bloomfield. That's going to be on Felicity Graff. It's her first, team second. Pretty clean game here in the early going. On the inbounds, duck in by Megan Graber. Her shot no good. And on the rebound, Megan Nepp going to grab the rebound. She's going to be fouled. They're going to give her two shots. I don't think Coach Ron Nepp liked that call, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't think it was a good call.
Yeah, I think he has a legitimate argument there. Barry with a nice inbounds play as Megan Graber inbounded to the corner. She ducked in. We got a nice feed into her. She wasn't able to get the bucket. Then Megan Nepp, being very active on the glass, was able to get the rebound. Megan hits one and two free throws.
So Barive on top again, 5-4. And Megan Graber has already gotten about three or four deflections today, but no steals as of yet. Bloomfield back. Ball on the floor. Bloomfield picks it up. Graff with the basketball. And Bloomfield just in a scramble situation. They're going to get a travel right there on Malia Toon. And if you noticed just a second ago, Coach Doyle, Graff is a kind of the left-handed point guard of Bloomfield, and Peyton just completely took away her left hand.
Yeah, again, a lot of scouting goes involved, especially at the high school level. And the other night, Wood Memorial had a lot of lefties, and that was something we were able to do early in the game. Then late in the game, they had a lefty that we just couldn't stop from going left. And I know that was something Coach Hopkins talked to his girls about. It was about following the scouting report. The tendencies of players, and Peyton did a nice job there of taking away a strength of that Bloomfield player.
Megan Graber's got it on the right side. Rachel Wilson's just checked in. Rachel and her pass going to be picked off, and here comes Bloomfield on the run. And a layup put up, no good by Graff. Wilson going to grab the rebound, and here comes Megan Graber now. Megan on the floor for just a second. Kara going to pick it up. Bloomfield really aggressive in this 2-3 zone.
They are. They're really getting after it. And this is something that Ron Knepp's teams like to play, this 2-3 zone, is Megan Knepp shoots a three, no good. Rebounded by Megan Knepp, and she will put it in. So Megan off to a good start, and she has 5 points.
All right, 7-4 Bari.
Well, and you talked about, you know, outside shooting is one thing that so far in the year, that's Bar-Eve's been, you know, kind of a struggle for Bar-Eve. So I think that's something they're going to live with, is allowing us to shoot some three-pointers.
So 7-4, Bloomfield, 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. Vikings lead by three. Three going to be put up by Bloomfield. No good. Ball's going to be tapped out of bounds and last touched by the Lady Cardinals.
Well, there's Megan Knepp again. She did a nice job. She couldn't secure the rebound, but did a nice job of preventing her player from getting the rebound.
Hughes with the basketball. Vikes by three. See if Bar-Eve can extend it right here. Hughes in the corner. Gary going to dribble out, trying to find Megan Knepp back in the post.
Nice pass.
Shot no good. Kara grabs the rebound, and Kara going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. There's Kara active on the glass again, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, Kara started out. She was on the point, got it over to the wing, and then she did a little V cut through the lane. And as you said, very active. I was able to get that rebound. Couldn't get the follow-up, but got fouled, and she'll put the first one up and good.
So that's Kara's first point of the day here today.
Earlier in the year, Kara was playing a little bit of JV. We don't have a lot of numbers, so they were giving her a quarter or two JV and then playing two or three quarters varsity. And I think it's safe to say Kara Hughes probably won't see JV again the rest of the year.
That won't happen. Kara knocks them both in. It was a matter of time anyway.
Right, and it was just kind of a matter where they wanted to be able to get some girls some playing time, and she needed to, be able to play a quarter or two.
There's Kara coming over on the help side defense, and she's going to force Katie Small to travel with the basketball. With a 5-point lead, Bar-Eve going to get it again.
Yeah, minute 16 to go in the first quarter. We've held Bloomfield to 4 points. Our defense has been really solid so far, just been really active without fouling, harassing the ball handlers.
Bailey Graber with it. Megan down, 15-footer. It's going to be long, tapped around. Megan going to grab her own rebound, spins it out. Bailey Graber going to set for three. It's going to be short. Tussle for it, and Rachel Wilson on the tie-up.
Nice job there by Rachel, being active. The only thing she doesn't need to do there, she got the rebound, had it high. She brought it down low where they could tie her up, but nice job of being active on the offensive rebounds.
But Bar-Eve will get it back on the alternating possession. Megan Graber, shot off the glass, no good. Going to be ball on the floor. Megan Knepp going to pick it up. She fires a three, no good. And here comes Bloomfield with it. So we are under 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. Bloomfield not going to go for the last shot. Wild shot put up by Malia Toon, no good. Bar-Eve going to get it. We're coming up on 10 seconds. Kara Hughes has it, puts it on the floor, trying to spin through everybody, gets herself stuck. We're at 5 seconds.
Oh, got to put it up, Megan. Got to shoot it.
Megan Graber going to fire a three at the buzzer.
Oh, my.
And it rolls in and out. So not a great last possession, but Bar-Eve still on top. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings lead Bloomfield 9-4. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Year is here, and so are the deals at the Washington Chrysler Center. All 2016 Ram 1500 quad cabs are up to $10,000 off. Save 20% on select 2016 Jeep Patriots and Jeep Renegades. They are our great buys for everyone. Plus, a 20% off deal won't last forever. Make yourself a resolution to get a great deal on a new vehicle at the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is celebrating 55 years serving Montgomery and Daviess County. From donations to the Bar Eve Scholarship Fund, to supporting local events and activities, to backing the Bar Eve Vikings and maintaining the beautiful Montgomery campsite and grounds, the Brewerton Club is proud to give back to our community. Upcoming events include the shooting matches January 8th and 29th, the Summerfest, which returns in 2017 on July 22nd, and the Turkey Trot Festival September 7th through the 10th in 2017. Good luck, Bar Eve Vikings, from the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Now, back to Bar Eve Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 9-4 Bar Eve. Vikings on defense to begin quarter number two. Bar Eve still man-to-man. They've been half-court man-to-man most of the game. And Malia Toon with it, guarded by Megan Graber. Toon going down. Stopped for just a second. Haley England's got it. Over to Felicity Graff. Behind the back dribble. And Bloomfield just trying to get a ball reversal right here. Ball's going to be on the floor. And I think that's... They're going to say last touch by Bloomfield. Oh. I thought it was a deflection off of Megan Graber.
Yeah, but again, it's Megan Graber getting in the passing lane. I was able to force that turnover. Megan yet to get a basket, but her impact has definitely been felt so far.
Peyton Loniker's got it out on the right side. Over to Kara, back to Peyton. Rachel Wilson down on the baseline. And another bad pass, tie up on the floor. And Bar Eve going to keep it on the possession.
Yeah, I think Coach Hopkins would feel good about Rachel shooting that 15-footer. She was open. Nice shot for her. Instead, she tried to hit the open person, just very congested in there, and Bloomfield was able to knock it away. Fortunately, Bar Eve was able to get it on the tip out of bounds.
On the inbounds, Peyton Loniker over to Kara. Kara just tried to turn a corner. Can't do it. And some bad passing right there by Bar Eve. It's going to be tapped out of bounds, but that was about two or three bad passes in a row before Bloomfield was finally going to deflect one out of bounds.
Well, both teams have been able to take the other team kind of out of their offense, what they want to do. So Bar Eve just needs to make some adjustments. Good penetration there by Peyton Loniker. Opened up a free shot for Kara Hughes. No good. Peyton on the offensive rebound. Nice left-handed follow-up. And Peyton Loniker with her second bucket of the day.
Yeah, and not only that, but Peyton kept the ball high and got it up quick. And when you're a guard, you can score on offensive rebounds like that in the lane.
Absolutely.
And Graff with a wild shot off the backboard. Kara grabs a rebound, and here comes Hughes with the basketball. Kara looking down the middle. Megan Knepp, 19-footer, no good. And Bloomfield out ahead, wild pass. Little jumper on the baseline, in and good. Haley England knocks it in. And Coach Ron Knepp wants a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. Bar Eve leads it 11-6. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
Soil sampling season is here, and Helena's High Ground system is the most advanced soil management program on the market. High Ground is part of Helena's AgriIntelligence system and is a critical starting point for each Helena acre. High Ground utilizes smart sampling customized to fit each field and provides multi-sample nutrient analysis and mapping capabilities. High Ground results will allow you to make the most efficient fertility decisions for a successful start to the new crop year. Ask your local Helena Chemical Company experts in Montgomery how High Ground can give you the lowdown on precise field management this fall.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. 6 minutes and 11 seconds left. Quarter number two, Vikings 11, Bloomfield 6. Peyton Loniker with it out to Kara Hughes, top of the key. Back to Peyton. She's standing in the center circle. And Peyton's pass going to be picked off by Bloomfield, but the layup going to be missed, and here comes Peyton Loniker with it. Peyton crossover dribble down the lane. Little five-footer going to roll off. Bloomfield going to rebound it, and here come the Cardinals.
Good shot there by Peyton. Oh, and a steal, and here comes Peyton Loniker. Nice pass to Megan Graber. What a pass. What a finish. Wow, a left-handed bounce pass to Megan Graber, and Megan with the left-hand finish, 13-6 Vikings. You won't see that any better, boys game or girls game.
Yeah, left-hand finish, great bounce pass, kind of threaded the needle right there. And good interior passing right there by Bloomfield, and Felicity Graff going to lay it in, 13-8. Kara Hughes with it. Kara's got it. Reverses her dribble back to Peyton. Peyton down to Megan, and Peyton got in the middle of that zone, bounced it down to Megan Graber, and Megan lays it in.
Again, when we get penetration, we're finding gaps in that defense, and that's something we got to continue to look to do. Nice job there by Peyton, able to find Megan Graber. Megan with an easy bucket there.
So Bloomfield, Barre, just they played basic man-to-man defense in the half court the whole game. And that time, Malia Toon going to drive around Megan Graber, and that doesn't happen too often and lay it in.
No, it doesn't. Megan getting out and forcing the action on Toon. Toon did a nice job going to her left, was able to get by Megan and lay it in. So got a little break in the action. It's Kara Hughes tying her shoes. And she'll inbound it to Peyton Loniger. Bloomfield sticking with this 2-3 zone. Let's see if Barre can continue to pick it apart.
Peyton's got it. Vikings by 5, 15-10. Ball going to be tapped away from Megan Graber. Going to have a tie-up. No, we're not. Barre with it now. Bailey Graber down in the post. She's going to dribble it out. Out to Megan. Megan Graber, 15-footer, no good. Ball on the floor. Rebounded now by Bloomfield. Here come the Cardinals. And ball's going to be poked away. Kara Hughes going to come up with it.
Nice, nice pass by Peyton. Kara wasn't able to secure it. Then she was fouled. Looks like it's going to be side out or underneath Barre's own bucket. And that will be the fifth team foul for Bloomfield, one for the Lady Vikings. Megan Graber will take the ball out of bounds.
Peyton with it on the inbound. Kara's got it on the right side.
Bloomfield does do a nice job in this 2-3. They really get after the ball handler as Rachel Wilson does a nice job getting by her defender, makes a nice pass to Peyton Loniger. Peyton's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line for two, but Bloomfield does a nice job not allowing the person with the ball to really get a good look at the defense, get up in your face, put a lot of pressure on you. But again, it's that being able to penetrate, it's going to create some easy shots as Peyton Loniger cannot get the first free throw to go down.
Peyton with one more. And she gets the second one. Today's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. A little full court pressure here now by Barre. And it's a 1-2-1-1. Megan Graber going to pick off the pass. Bounces it over. Peyton Loniker. Spin move and off the glass. And Peyton's having a great game today.
She is. And that's 7 points already for Peyton with a couple assists.
So Bloomfield really having trouble. Now they're going to get it across half court. Looks like Barre just dropping man-to-man here.
Barre up 8 points. Be nice to have a little push here before the half. Try to get this lead maybe into double figures.
Bloomfield with it again. Katie Small has it. Over to Graff. Guarded by Bailey Graber. And Barre just did a nice job containing the Cardinals right here. Ball on the floor. And would have had a steal and a layup with a good pass, but Barre gives it right back. Jumper put up, no good. However, rebounded by Megan Graber. She gets it ahead. Rachel Wilson grabs it, lays it up and in, 20-10.
I think that pass was actually for Bailey Graber, and Rachel Wilson did a nice job, got the rebound, and nice left-hand finishes. Another tip away, and it's going to go off of, they're going to say it's off Peyton, but Peyton is just everywhere today.
And Peyton tried to And they're going to say, never mind, they pointed the wrong direction. Last touched by Bloomfield. So Bar Eve with a 20-10 lead, going to get it back underneath their own bucket. And on the inbounds, nice set. Shot missed, but Rachel Wilson going to be there and clean it up, lay it up and in. 22-10 now, Vikings by 12. And Bloomfield still going against this Viking man-to-man pressure. Graff, little left-handed runner, going to roll out. Megan Graber grabs a rebound, out ahead to Peyton. Peyton going to try to get down on the baseline. Megan Graber over to Bailey. Bailey, 15-footer, swish, 24-10.
Wow, nice find there. Megan Graber, that's her third assist of the ball game.
And Bloomfield really having a hard time in the backcourt. Megan Graber going to grab a steal, lay it up, got it. 26-10, and the Vikings are closing the second half, or the first half, the second quarter, with a flurry. Quick timeout by Coach Ron Neff. It's going to be a full. We'll take one, too. 54 seconds left in quarter number two. All of a sudden, Bar Eve is blowing it open. Vikings 26, Bloomfield 10. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 60-second timeout.
If your home or business is not properly insulated, you are throwing money out the window. By using spray foam insulation in your walls, crawl spaces, garage, or attic, you improve the efficiency of your heating and cooling system. Stop allergens and dust from entering your home and lower your utility bills. Call Clint at Southern Indiana Spray Foam today and start saving money on energy bills. Call 787-2041. That's 787-2041.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. Today's game also brought to you by Chuckles Convenience Stores. Fast, convenient, always open. By the Washington Chrysler Center. No game, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler. By the Prescription Shop, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Bar Eve back on defense, and a three put up, no good. Rebounded by Megan Graber. Peyton Loniker's got it, and we're coming up on 30 seconds. Let's see if the Vikings try to get the last shot.
Yeah,
they play defense. They can probably go two for one here, Coach.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're going to be content to try to just pass this around and go for the last shot. Bloomfield's coming out, putting a little bit more pressure on the ball. Good opportunity for the Vikings to work on their spread offense. So we're down to 12 seconds.
Peyton's got it now, standing in the center circle. And here go the Vikings.
Oh, nice pass.
Good cut right there by Megan Graber. Megan just has her layup roll out. And then the Cardinals send, missing a layup and then fouling. And they're going to get it on Megan. That's going to be her first. Only the second on Bar Eve in Bloomfield. Going to try to go against this Viking full court pressure with 1.7 seconds left.
Yeah, that was a great set play there for the Vikings. Got absolutely what they wanted, and Megan just didn't get the cut and roll.
And a 5-second call forced by Bar Eve, so the Vikings are going to get it, and they'll have to do something quickly here, but 1.7.
Nice lob play. Megan Graber is going to get fouled with 0.2 seconds. Exactly what you want. So the Vikings doing a nice job executing their set plays.
So Megan goes to the line to shoot two with 0.2 seconds left. Her first free throw in and good. Today's game also brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. By JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. Call JJ's at 636-0173. Meg's second one, also good. 28-10, and Bloomfield just going to throw in bounds, and that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Vikings, Barrieve leads Bloomfield 28-10. Halftime today brought to you by the First National Bank of Odin with locations in Odin and Montgomery. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, Barrieve principal Jeff Doyle will have all of today's halftime statistics. Once again at halftime, Barrieve 28, Bloomfield 10. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this three-minute timeout.
Mattress by Appointment cuts the middleman to save you money. Hi, this is John Gear. At Mattress by Appointment, we offer name brand mattresses in all shapes and sizes at discounts up to 50 to 80% off. We cut the overhead and are open only by appointment. Call 610-1070 and I'll meet you at the store and fit you in the mattress of your choice. Brand new, still in the plastic, name brand mattresses ready to roll out the door. Don't mess with a bad night's sleep. Call Mattress by Appointment and rest easy tonight. 812-610-1070.
We're the Dobsons from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
And we want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday. From our lot to yours, from our family to yours, we at Bill Dobson Ford would like to say thank you to all our customers who have become friends and our friends who have become customers. We appreciate your patronage and hope to be seeing you again soon. Until then, eat heartedly, give generously, and drive safely.
From all of us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Now, back to Barrieve Vikings basketball on the General. 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings with a big push in quarter number two, and they lead it here at halftime. Barrieve 28 and Bloomfield 10. Halftime statistics, Jeff Doyle.
Okay, we will start with the Bloomfield Cardinals. 10 points in the half for Bloomfield. Haley England. Haley had two-point buckets for 4 points. For the 5'6 junior, Felicity Graff, also with 4 points, courtesy of two-point field goals for the 5'7 senior guard. And then rounding out their scoring was Toon. Toon had a bucket for 2 points. For the Barrieve Vikings, they had a very balanced attack. They were led by Megan Graber. Megan did all her damage in the second quarter. Megan with 3 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 at the line, 8 points for Megan. Peyton Leininger. Peyton, very active first half, got off to a quick start. Peyton had 7 points in the first half, 3 2-point field goals, 1 of 2 at the line, 7 points for Peyton. Megan Knepp, that is, also with a strong start to the game. Megan had all 5 of her points in the first quarter. She had 2 2-point field goals, 1 of 2 at the line, 5 points for Megan. Rachel Wilson got 2 2-point field goals for 4 points. She got hers late in the second quarter, and then Bailey Graber was able to hit a jumper, and that run to close of the half, 2 points for Bailey Graber. At the end of one quarter, it saw Barrieve ahead 9-4, and then Barrieve was able to outscore Bloomfield 19-6 in the second quarter for a 28-10 lead at halftime.
So the Vikings with a big closing burst here in the second quarter, and they lead it at halftime 28-10. Well, starting the second half, Coach Doyle, if you're the Lady Vikings and Coach Mike Hopkins, you know, obviously that press is it's really effective. I understand why they don't employ it all the time. Obviously, with a short bench right now, you know, foul trouble could spell disaster. But I tell you what, it's pretty devastating sometimes.
Yeah, their defense has it's been a real strength of theirs. They're really able to take Wood Memorial out of a lot of their sets on Tuesday, and then Thursday they were able to hold North Davies to 20 points. Bloomfield has 10 points at half, so another strong performance. Probably one of the things that they're probably talking about is maybe a little bit better execution in the half-court offense, although it really did pick up the last 3 or 4 minutes. But a lot of that was in transition. When they got in transition, they were very effective. But the times that we had success is when we got a ball reversal or two, and then somebody would split the gap, force defenders to come to them, then they were able to find a open defender. So that would be something if we'd want to kind of clean up. And it's you also don't want to give Bloomfield any life here. You just want to keep on. We did a nice job. We talked about with about 3 minutes ago. We had an 8-point lead. It'd be nice to get it in double figures. From that point on, we outscored them 10-0. So we closed the half very strong.
Yeah, certainly a strong close to the half, and the Vikings are in command here at halftime, 28-10. Halftime once again tonight, or this afternoon, excuse me, brought to you by the First National Bank of Odin, with locations in Odin and Montgomery. We are going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll set up all of the second half action for you. Once again at halftime on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard, Bar Eve 28, Bloomfield 10. Back to Cavanaugh Court.
The First National
after this
Bank in Odin and Montgomery is proud to offer everything from real estate to car loans, credit lines for agricultural lending to commercial loans. We have it all for you. Call 812-636-7324. With locations in Odin and Montgomery, the First National Bank is small enough to know you, but large enough to serve your financial needs. The First National Bank of Odin, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality service with a personal touch. First National Bank of Odin.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is celebrating 55 years serving Montgomery and Davies County. From donations to the Bar Eve Scholarship Fund, to supporting local events and activities, to backing the Bar Eve Vikings and maintaining the beautiful Montgomery campsite and grounds, the Brewerton Club is proud to give back to our community. Upcoming events include the shooting matches January 8th and 29th, the Summerfest, which returns to 2017 on July 22nd, and the Turkey Trot Festival September 7th through the 10th in 2017. Good luck, Bar Eve Vikings, from the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
If your home or business is not properly insulated, you are throwing money out the window. By using spray foam insulation in your walls, crawl spaces, garage, or attic, you improve the efficiency of your heating and cooling system. Stop allergens and dust from entering your home and lower your utility bills. Call Clint at Southern Indiana Spray Foam today and start saving money on energy bills. Call 787-2041. That's 787-2041.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
The Helena Acre helps growers push their yield potential for the greatest return on investment. Seed is one of the first decisions you will make and is the first step for developing your Helena Acre. The Helena team is ready with the best hybrids and varieties customized for each acre on your farm. contact Brad or Brent, your Helena seed representatives, to start your crop off right and make the best seed selection for your Helena acre. Seed is only the beginning of the value Helena Chemical Company can bring to your farm, your field, your acre.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Welcome back to Cavanaugh Court. Alongside Bar Reed Principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy, and getting ready for second half action. Vikings lead Bloomfield 28-10.
And Mr. DeCourcy, I'm going to give you an early upset alert.
Okay.
We have the Notre Dame Fighting Irish leading number one Villanova 27-20. It's 6 minutes to go in the first half. They're playing out in New Jersey.
Okay.
In the Never Forget Tribute Classic.
So the Irish. Wow. All right, second half action. It is Bloomfield basketball. Barrie man-to-man on defense. And Bloomfield has it tapped away for a second. Peyton Loniker. Graff going to pick it back up, skip it out to Toon. Toon working on Megan Graber. Almost a steal right there by Bailey Graber. Haley England's got it now for Bloomfield. Barrie just really ramping up the pressure, and that's what happens, an unforced turnover, and the Vikings going to get the ball back.
Again, man-to-man defense is a real strength for Barrie. Nice job of getting down, getting in their stance, but the one thing I really like is they're really harassing the ball handler, making it very difficult to dribble or do anything. Is Megan Graber takes a 15-footer, no good, and we're going to have a jump ball. Megan Knepp was able to draw the jump ball, and it'll be Lady Vikings basketball.
So Barrie going to get it underneath her own bucket. On the inbounds. Let's see what they try to get done. Bailey Graber now has it. Into the corner, Peyton Loniker. Peyton on the baseline, down to Megan Graber. Her layup short. Going to grab her own rebound. Misses. And Bloomfield going to come away with it. Missed an opportunity right there.
Yeah, they did. Nice drive down the baseline by Peyton. Was able to get a pass over to Megan. Just couldn't get the go. And then on her rebound putback, she actually ran into her own defender. And then she's going to get a steal, and she's going to be in the open court for a layup. And she's going to lay it in. And she pushes this lead out to 20 points.
Barrie, athletic trainer, physical therapist galore, and great humanitarian Dave Graber thinks that Megan Graber may be on the verge of a quadruple-double today, Coach Doyle.
That's very possible. I mean, she's kind of like our Russell Westbrook. I mean, she basically does it all without shooting every time, though.
And Megan going to foul Malia Toon. This time, Toon's going to go to the line to shoot two. Watched a little Russell Westbrook last night. Linton, in Indiana, did we not, Coach Doyle?
Yes, we did. Very entertaining game. As I never did see, did he get a triple-double last night?
He got his triple-double and also shot an air ball.
With the game on the line.
With the game on the line, yeah. Tonight's game also brought to you by Helena Chemical Company in Montgomery, formerly Trailer Fertilizer, and also by the Montgomery Raritan Club, serving Montgomery and Davies County. Toon's first free throw is off. She'll have one more. And her second one is good. 30-11.
And that breaks a 14-0 run by the Lady Vikings.
14-0. Little pressure right here by Bloomfield. Kara Hughes going to break it. Gets herself caught for just a second. Now the Vikings going to work. Shot put up by Megan Knepp. No good. Here comes Bloomfield with the basketball.
Barrie doing a nice job of attacking. Just wasn't able to get the shots to go down. Good open look. Nice move by Toon, and they're going to call it on the floor. They're going to get Kara Hughes on the reach.
And it'll be Barrie basketball underneath their own, or Bloomfield basketball underneath their own bucket.
This Toon is a 5'10 sophomore. Good-looking sophomore. Has some real potential for Bloomfield there.
So Barrie still man-to-man. Nice little move on the baseline by Felicity Graff, and her runner is good. So 30-13.
And that's Felicity's third bucket for 6 points. Bloomfield amping up the pressure. And there's Bailey Graber with a back cut. She gets over to Megan Knepp. Megan's going to lay it in. Nice ball movement there by the Lady Vikings. It looked at first that Bloomfield was really affecting them with the pressure, but they did a nice job of regrouping and were able to get the layup there for Megan.
So 32-13 now. Vikes by 19. And,
Barry did a nice job. Megan Knepp came over and put her hand straight up. They're going to say that Megan did, I don't know what she did. She fouled.
Yeah, she fouled. So, Toon at the line, shooting two. And her first free throw bounces off, no good. Tonight's game, or today's game, also brought to you by Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones advisor. Also by Purdue Farms in Washington. And by Yoder's Stop and See, home of the famous fish sandwich. Toon's second free throw. This one also long. Megan going to grab the rebound. Comes Graber with the basketball. Megan Knepp going to be bumped on the baseline.
Yeah, Megan Knepp really playing a solid game. Did a nice job. Got it on the wing there. Was able to drive baseline. Being a little bit more aggressive. First half, she was settling for that jump shot, which she can hit. I think Coach Hopkins thought she might have forced a couple. Nice job there by Megan at driving the basketball.
Ball on the floor. Bailey Graber going to pick it back up. Out to Kara. Melissa Wagler just in the game. Her 18-footer is short. Ball on the floor. We're going to have another tie-up. This time, possession arrow going to go back to Bloomfield.
And kind of talking about there where Bloomfield just drove it at us, and lots of times you put the onus on the offense, you just drive. Lots of times you'll get the benefit of the doubt. And that was something that the Barry Vikings last night, the boys did a nice job of sliding their feet because Blitton, they just like to drive, put the onus on the official to call fouls. And I thought the boys did a nice job last night of moving their feet and not picking up silly fouls.
So Bloomfield with Barry still man-to-man. Felicity Graff with it. Melissa Wagler, the freshman, just checked in for Bar Eve. She's guarding her. Ball on the floor again. Bloomfield going to pick it back up.
And who calls that?
Megan Graber. Runner put up. No good. Megan with the rebound. And here comes Bar Eve.
And
it's through the fingertips of Bailey Graber. And Megan probably took one more dribble than she needed to right there before she spotted Bailey. But still, hard to fault Megan Graber for not trying to make the right play.
Yeah, absolutely. She's always pushing the tempo there and just need to get her head up a little bit quicker there. But I'd rather see a player trying to make aggressive plays like Megan.
And double dribble right there, and they're going to get that. That was on Hannah Walls, who's just checked in for Bloomfield. Rachel Wilson checking in for the Vikings. Megan Knepp sits down.
Barry's got a nice little substitution pattern going eight deep today, or actually seven, but Coach Hopkins getting girls in and out. Nice job of Kara Hughes getting the middle. Nice pass to Rachel Wilson. She's going to lay it up and good. Great job there. Great execution for the Vikings. Good pass there from Kara Hughes. Rachel Wilson did a nice job of gathering it up and laying it in.
34-13 now. Vikes by 21. And, hey, guess who just got a steal?
And who's on the floor?
Megan Graber. And she's going to be tied up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Bar Eve. But Megan Graber well on her way to that world famous Dave Graber anointed quadruple double.
I like it. I think she's going to get there.
Bailey's got it. Melissa Wagler bounces it over to Bailey. Kara trying to split the trap right there. She's going to be fouled by, let's see who they get that on. They get that on Katie Small. That's her fourth. Just a second this half on Bloomfield.
And the Lady Vikings, we got 2:50 to go in the third quarter, have been able to maintain this lead. Actually, have increased it by 1 point. Barry then bounds the ball. Bailey Graber skips it over to Melissa Wagler. She gets it down to Rachel Wilson. Rachel lays it up and good. Nice job by Rachel Wilson. 8 points for the sophomore.
And really decisive, too. Rachel just got it, took one little hard rhythm dribble, kept the ball high, and went up and scored 36-13. Ball on the floor. Hey, Megan Graber with a steal. Here comes Megan. Numbers not in her favor, but she's going to wiggle through everybody. Lay it up and in. 38-13. Timeout. Bloomfield will go ahead and take one, too. 2:15 left in the third quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Barreve's blown it open. It's the Vikings 38, Bloomfield 13. Back to Cavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
We're the Dobsons from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
And we want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday. From our lot to yours, from our family to yours, we at Bill Dobson Ford would like to say thank you to all our customers who have become friends and our friends who have become customers. We appreciate your patronage and hope to be seeing you again soon. Until then, eat heartedly, give generously, and drive safely.
From all of us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Back at Cavanaugh Court. Today's game also brought to you by Southern Indiana Spray Foam, by RTC Communications on Main Street in Montgomery, and also by the Davies Community Hospital, quality health care for over 100 years. So Bloomfield with the basketball. And Bari now with a 25-point lead. Barry still man-to-man on defense right here. And Bailey Graber about to get a five-second call. Bloomfield going to get rid of it. And nice move down the lane right there by Malia Toon, who went from her left hand to her right hand. Made a runner, 38-15 now. Vikes by 23.
5 points for the sophomore.
Bailey Graber going to set for a three. It's going to bounce off. No good. Rachel Wilson going to pick up the rebound. Go up. And her layup going to be no good, but that's because she got hit on the arm. And Rachel going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Rachel having a very productive day out there. Tuesday night's game, she got a lot of minutes of action. Very productive and really stepping up the scoring today.
And Rachel's free throw in and good. Vikes by 24.
These two subs come in. Peyton Loniger and Megan Knepp and Kerry Hughes. Bailey Graber will take a seat.
Second free throw. Bounces off. No good. And here comes Bloomfield with the basketball. Coming up on a minute left here in quarter number three. All Vikings here today.
Again, Barry staying in their man-to-man defense has been very effective. Bloomfield running their motion offense, and they're going to hoist a 15-footer, no good, and Megan Graber with the rebound, and she's going to push it up the floor.
Go ahead, Coach Doyle.
She'll kick it over to Melissa Wagler, back to Graber, over to Peyton Loniger for three, up and no good, battle for the rebound, and it's going to stay right here with Barry.
So Peyton's three just bounced off. Barreve going to get it underneath their own goal.
We talked about, you know, if there's one thing the Vikings can work on, and they get it right into Rachel Wilson, up no good. And it's going to be a tie-up. But the one thing that Barreve probably needs to, you know, as they play some better teams, they're going to have to get some consistent outside shooting. That's one thing that we haven't been able to do.
And that's, you know, where that outside shooting is, Coach Doyle?
I think it's over on the bench.
Yeah, it's sitting on street sitting in street clothes over there. But they'll be back. So Bloomfield with the basketball, trailing by 24, coming up on 20 seconds left. Good move right there by Malia Toon down the lane. Gets the left-hand layup to go, and it's a 22-point game now.
Malia with her seventh point.
Peyton Loniker, Vikings going to get the last shot in the quarter. We're under 10. Peyton probably traveled and got away with it. Just going to have to put one up, and shot off the glass is good, but it doesn't count, just a little bit late. And that's going to do it. At the end of three quarters on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Barrie in control, Vikings 39, Bloomfield 17. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, fourth quarter action. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. Coach Doyle, what's the Doyle family going to do tonight here?
Well,
off night?
Well, Miss Sally and Claire are at South Knox High School at a craft show.
Oh, okay.
And there's a little talk of maybe going to Evansville this evening, maybe doing a little Christmas shopping.
Oh, that sounds like a fun family night. I'm going to guess, Coach Doyle, tie up. Megan Graber going to be tied, or Megan Knepp going to be tied up. It'll be Bloomfield basketball. I'm going to guess that you're going to do whatever the great Sally Doyle wants to do tonight. Am I accurate with that?
Absolutely. I'm a man of the people. You know, if the wife says she wants to do it, you know, I'm all about it.
Hear, hear.
I'm Team Sally all the way.
Yep, that's probably a good team to be on.
And I like going out and shopping when the hustle and bustle. I like to see people.
Usually you buy a lot of stuff for yourself, Doyle.
Yes, exactly. That's what my shopping trips used to consist of at Christmas time that you used to go with me.
Yeah,
Back
when we lived. Bloomfield going to be forced into a travel. Yeah, I remember one year distinctly you were going shopping and you had like seven or eight people on the list and you spent all day in Backrack buying yourself a suit.
Yeah, and I actually have that suit today. It was a good purchase.
Yeah, you had your Don Johnson shirts to go with it. You look phenomenal in that, you know, in that suit.
Well, yeah, thank you, Michael.
I just wanted to throw that out there. Barrie with the basketball, Peyton Loniker. Minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Peyton spins it back. Kara Hughes now with it. Over to Megan Graber. Megan, little hesitation dribble. And she lost it trying to split the seam. So Bloomfield going to get it back.
And I know at this point you're not really looking for personal stats or individual stats, but I really would like to see Rachel Wilson get one more point. She has 9 points, and I would say that's probably a career high, so it would be nice to get Rachel in double figures.
Yeah, certainly would. And the way she's playing, I think I don't think that's a stretch to say she's going to get there and then some this fourth quarter. Bloomfield with it. Megan Graber, another steal. Kara Hughes has it. Gets herself caught, but wiggles around with a little spin move, lays it up and in. 41-17. Nice move by the freshman.
Yeah, and very unselfish play there by Megan. She very well could have came in and shot a little 8-footer in the lane. Instead, got a better look for Kara Hughes, and Kara did a nice job gathering the ball up and laying it in.
And they're going to get a foul as Malia Toon driving to the basket. And they're going to get it on Megan Knepp.
So Toon's really became a lot more active the second half. Has made some nice moves again, driving the ball hard.
On the inbounds, little 15-footer put up by the Cardinals, no good. Megan Knepp going to grab the rebound. Over to Peyton. Here comes Barrie. Peyton with a little bit of a hesitation dribble. Kara's got it. Hughes down to Megan Nett, and she's going to miss a shot, then foul on the rebound. I think that's going to be Megan's fourth foul. And that is correct. Team's fifth here this half.
Yeah, nice job there by Megan. That made a strong move, just wasn't able to get it up and in, and then went over the back. Four fouls on Megan, but she's had a solid afternoon here. And you're just starting to see a lot of confidence grow in this Viking team.
And Bloomfield working against this Viking man-to-man. And where Barreve really, and Coach Ron Neff's going to take a quick timeout. Let's see what it is. It's going to be a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So 41-17. Barreve on top by 24. Coach Doyle.
Yeah, another quality effort. Bloomfield's really picked up their play here the second half, but Barreve's still been able to increase their lead by 6 points. Playing seven individuals, and some of that Coach Kevin Roy and I discussed on the last broadcast was, you know, getting some people there, getting some playing time, then, you know, we're going to have two more players come back into action where hopefully down the road you're going to need a deeper bench, and these girls are getting a lot of valuable playing time, and you're seeing them, you know, right before your eyes, they're becoming varsity players and starting to make some really nice contributions to this varsity team, and it's nice to see them starting to have some success.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, Barreve really popped this game open in the second quarter with some full court pressure where they took a, you know, what was, you know, a 5 or 6 point lead and popped it out to about an 18 point lead. But it's been nice to see them go back playing half court man-to-man defense and continuing to expand that lead here in the second half.
Right, and then Barreve will come back this Thursday as they're going to be at Ligoti. And as you said, Shayna Miller is looking to come back in that game. And then the following week, they'll play Washington Catholic before Christmas. So they have a chance to get to 6-6 before Christmas break.
Ball on the floor. Bloomfield going to pick it back up out of the timeout. And Rachel Wilson taps it away. Megan Graber with a steal.
And I think there's number 11 on the steals. Unofficial.
Megan with it. Bounces it over to Kara. Kara out to Rachel Wilson. Ball going to be poked away. Peyton with it. Bloomfield fans want it over and back, but new rule. It was tapped into the backcourt. You can go back and pick it up if you're the offense.
That's a great rule they implemented this year.
Peyton with it.
Oh, nice give and go.
And just a little screen and roll action right there. Megan Graber rolls to the bucket. Good find by Peyton. Megan lays it in, 43-17.
Yeah, 14 points for Megan Graber. 11 steals, 10 rebounds. Where's she going to get the other?
Yeah, I don't know. Did see Coach Gretchen Miles here today from the Washington Lady Hatchets. I'm guessing they've got a game coming up with Bloomfield, but the Lady Hatchets have won five in a row. Talking to Dwayne Shake this morning, and he says the Lady Hatchets are really, really playing well, as they, too, have had some injury and illness issues here early in the season. But Coach Miles, maybe not one of, but probably the best in the business. What a great coach she is.
Oh, yeah. She does a great job, and she led the soccer program for many years over at Washington, did a great job there, and now is on the sidelines. Well, she did both there for a while. But, yeah, January 10th, it will be Bloomfield hosting the Lady Hatchets, but Washington off to a really good start. Just have a really nice program over there.
They're going to get a double dribble on Kara Hughes on her spin move and just kind of tap the ball with her off hand. I'm going to force that double dribble call. It wasn't a deal where she picked it up and started it again, just kind of got her on an in-between.
Barry staying in this man-to-man defense, and they're going to force another turnover, and then Bloomfield's going to be able to tie him up. It will be Lady Viking basketball. And the Lady Hatchets right now looks like they have three losses on the year and six wins. And on a, as you said, a five-game winning streak.
Yeah, they, like I said, they some of the same issues that the Lady Vikings have had. Now they're going to get an offensive foul on Kara Hughes, pushing off, trying to make a one-on-one move.
And Washington will have a big game this coming week with Jasper.
The Lady Cats. So it looks like about a, from what I can tell, maybe a four-team tango in that 3A sectional. And now a foul on Megan Graber, and that's going to put Bloomfield into the bonus situation. But no clear-cut favorite in the 3A sectional this year, so.
And this year, I'm trying to think where the Lady Vikings go for sectional last year. Were we at North Davies last year? Yeah, is that North Davies? So I think we're at Ligoti this year for the sectional for girls.
Sure, whatever you say.
Yeah, yeah, we are. And so it'll be a nice little trip over there. And Wood Memorial, and, you know, you can't compare scores because, like in our case, definitely, if you would compare our scores,
yeah,
you would be thoroughly misled. But Wood Memorial's already had – Odie has a victory over Vincennes Reveille. We battled Wood Memorial without two starters, basically.
Yep. And we'll see what happens. Kara Hughes with the basketball. After a missed Bloomfield free throw, down to Megan Graber in the post. Megan shot off the glass, no good. Let's put it this way. I think the Barreve Vincennes Reveille game will be a lot more interesting this year than it was last year. Let's just put it that way and leave it right there for now. Provided that these Lady Vikings continue to be on the mend.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Reveille's definitely established themselves as the power program in Southern Indiana, 1A girls basketball. So a little bit later in the year, we'll have a chance to kind of see how we stack up with them. And Megan Graber's going to, oh, I thought she was going to be able to come up. That still was unable to control it, and it will go back over to Bloomfield.
So it'll be Bloomfield basketball, 43-17. Got a minute 44 left. And it looks like Megan Graber coming out. And what an effort today by the senior.
In January 6th, the Lady Patriots will be coming into Kavanaugh Court to play the Lady Vikings. I know a couple years ago that was on a Saturday night. I'm not sure if that's still a Saturday ball game or if that's back on the weekdays. And January 6th is, it's actually a Friday night. So the girls getting some primetime action there as they very well deserve that attention, and what better game to put on, but Vincennes Reveille and Barreve, yeah. They've had some great battles throughout the years.
Absolutely. Malia Toon fouled. She's going to go to the line. First free throw rolls out. Got that foul on Rachel Wilson as Toon made her way to the bucket. She'll have one more. 43-17. Knocks the second one in. 43-18. And the Vikings in control here with a minute and a half left. Kara Hughes with it. Down the lane. Looking for Rachel Wilson. And it's going to be kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Bloomfield.
Kara with a nice drive there. Needs the. She does. She usually always makes a bounce pass. That one was at Rachel's feet. Was then able to grab it. Melissa Wagler is going to have it stripped away, and there's going to be a time tie-up, and it'll be Bloomfield ball.
So here come the Cardinals. Minute 15 left. 25-point game, 43-18. And Bloomfield trying to create a little bit of offense here in the last minute or so of the game. Hannah Walls with it, backs it out, left-hand dribble. and we're under 50 seconds now. Bloomfield trying to reset. Walls with the basketball still. And Kayla Pinnock with it. And Walls, a little jumper on the baseline, no good. Bailey Graber grabs a rebound. And Bailey going to back it out, skip it over. Melissa Wagler. Bailey's got it again. And it slips through her hands, going to be an over and back violation.
The Lady Vikings are going to win their second ball game in a row, prove their record to 4-6, have a battle with the Lady Lions coming up on Thursday. Will you be on the call for that, Mr. DeCourcy?
I'll be there Thursday night, Coach Doyle. Be there or be square, baby. Bloomfield with it. One last jumper in and good by Emily Neighbors. 43-20 now, but 5 seconds left. And Kara Hughes just going to dribble it out. And that's going to do it. The final on today's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Vikings win it 43-20. Barr even proves to 4-6 on the season. Bloomfield falls to 4-8. And Barr Eve on the winning track, getting healthier day by day, and certainly playing some really good basketball as we head here into the Christmas holiday season. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. Barr Eve Principal Jeff Doyle will have all of today's final statistics, and we'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. All that and more. Once again, Vikings win it today 43-20. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 2-minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're the Dobsons from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
And we want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday. From our lot to yours, from our family to yours, we at Bill Dobson Ford would like to say thank you to all our customers who have become friends and our friends who have become customers. We appreciate your patronage and hope to be seeing you again soon. Until then, eat heartedly, give generously, and drive safely.
From all of us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne and Dr. George Morgan, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
Hi, this is Shelley with A&R. Stop in all month long for these wonderful deals through the holidays, like our Poland Pro 16-inch 38cc two-cycle gas chainsaw for only $129, or the Orica 27-ounce stainless steel insulated double vacuum sealed cup for just $21.99, the 16,000 BTU turkey fryer from Big Easy, only $99, plus lots of other great gift ideas at A&R Home Center in Washington, your locally owned home store, but so much more. Happy holidays.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Vikings pick up their second win in a row, and they move to 4-6 on the season. Barr Eve 43-20 over Bloomfield here today. Post-game scoring and statistics, Barr Eve Principal Jeff Doyle.
Okay, for the Lady Cardinals, they were led in scoring by Malia Toon. Toon had 8 points on 2-point baskets, and she also had 2 free throws for 8 points. Felicity Graff with 3 2-point buckets for 6 points. Emily Neighbors got a late bucket for 2 points for the 5'8 freshman. And then Haley England had 2 early buckets for 4 points for the 5'6 junior. And that gives Bloomfield 20 points for the Barr Eve Lady Vikings. They were led in scoring by their 5'8 senior, Megan Graber. Megan with another great performance today. 14 points for Megan. She had 6 2-point field goals, and she had 2 free throws. 14 points for Megan. Peyton Leininger.
Les Greger, would you please listen to your daughter?
Peyton with 3 2-point field goals and 1 of 2 of the line for 7 points. Megan Knepp. Megan with 7 points. Megan, 3 2-point field goals, 1 of 2 at the line, 7 points. Bailey Graber. Bailey was able to get a bucket in the first half, 2 points for Bailey. Rachel Wilson. Rachel had 9 points on the day. Rachel with 4 2-point field goals, 1 of 2 at the line, 9 points. Kara Hughes, another fine performance for the freshman. 2 of 2 at the line, 1 field goal, 4 points. Quarter scoring at the end of one, it saw Barrieve ahead 9-4. Halftime, Barrieve was able to extend their lead to 28-10. In the third quarter, Barrieve was able to push that advantage up to a 22-point lead, 39-17. And your final score for today, Barrieve Lady Vikings 43 and the Bloomfield Cardinals 20, bringing the varsity record to 4-6 for the Lady Vikings.
And Barrieve back on the winning track, and Shannon Miller just came over and said she will be back practicing full bore on Monday, consecutive days. She had a practice yesterday, and here she comes. So, well, we've got a press row filling up here, Coach Doyle. We got the great Les Graber, got the great Brett Graber. I mean, we've got people everywhere, Coach.
We got a lot of Grabers out there.
What's that, Coach? Timeout. Bethany Whitmer was pulled over by the police last night, Jeff Doyle. Speeding, evidently.
I can't believe Bethany would ever do anything.
Bethany wouldn't do that.
That doesn't sound like the Bethany I know.
Mistaken identity is what I'm calling. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Well, a little hardware to pass out here today, Coach Doyle. And I know it's going to be a difficult decision for you, and you're going to stress over this. But I know, as always, you're going to make a call that's just and right. And that is today's Build Option 4 Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like and why.
Well, there's a lot of different ways you could go today. Megan Graber led us in scoring. A lot of rebounds, a lot of steals. You know, did a little bit of everything. Megan Knepp with a solid performance. Rachel Wilson, 9 points. But I'm going to go with Peyton Leininger. Peyton, 7 points. She got all those points early. Was able to hit her first couple buckets. Several nice assists. Peyton was just very active right from the start. So I think that really sparked the Lady Vikings and was able to get them out to a good start. So we're going to go with the 5'5 senior guard, Peyton Leininger, your player of the game.
All right, Peyton Leininger, today's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, busy week next week, Coach Doyle. Lots of games, boys and girls, and should be a fun week.
Yeah, the boys will have a home contest against North Knox, a blue chip conference game, and then they will also they'll travel Friday night to Eastern Green. That's where the 2A sectional is going to be, so a chance for the Vikings to play on the sectional floor. Actually, they implemented this rule. It's probably 7-8 years. If you play on the floor of the whoever hosts the sectional, you do not get a practice there. I think that puts you – I mean, it's not anything that's going to be a huge deal, but I think it's always nice to be able to go up and practice on the floor of the sectional host. But for Barry fans, need a good contingent to come out next Friday night. And then Thursday, a big battle for the Lady Vikings as they head over to Ligoti to play the Lady Lions. Last year, Barry was able to secure, it was a very close contest, was able to get the victory. Probably more of the same this year, probably expecting a close affair. Especially on the Lions' home court, and again, that's going to be a game. That's where the sectional is going to be out for the girls.
All right, well, Coach, another big win for the Vikings, and we'll catch you later on this week.
That sounds great, Mike.
All right, I'd like to thank Angela Allen back at the station for keeping us on air online and on time. And, of course, for Bari Principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy saying Bari wins it today 43-20 over Bloomfield. Good afternoon, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the Washington Chrysler Center, JJ's Concrete, Bill Dobson Ford, The Prescription Shop, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Helena Chemical Company, Southern Indiana Spray Foam, Chuckles Convenience Stores, RTC Communications, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones representative, Davies Community Hospital, the First National Bank of Odin, Alex Knapp, your financial advisor with German American Investments, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Stop and See, and Thompson Insurance. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
More forced.